Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Bubblegum Blizzard. The Poppin' Paradise Bubblegum Factory, nestled atop Windy Knob, was a symphony of sugary chaos on a normal day. But with the gusts howling like mischievous sprites, it became a full-blown bubblegum ballet of pandemonium. Barnaby Sticky Fingers Buttercup, the head flavor mixer, was attempting to wrestle a vat of raspberry riot when a particularly vicious gust tore through the factory's open ventilation shafts. The vat, usually a placid pool of pink, erupted in a geyser of sticky, fragrant goo. It coated Barnaby, the walls, and several unsuspecting pigeons who were perched on the windowsill, now resembling pink, feathered blobs. "By the great gumball!" Barnaby spluttered, his mustache now a solid, raspberry-flavored sculpture. Meanwhile, in the bubble-blower room, Penelope Pop Queen Periwinkle was struggling to control the giant, automated bubble-blowing machines. The wind, like a mischievous conductor, was orchestrating a chaotic symphony of bubblegum orbs. Some were tiny, bouncing like rubbery hailstones, while others were gargantuan, wobbling like pink, translucent hot air balloons. One particularly large bubble, the size of a small car, broke free and drifted out the window, carrying a startled intern, Timmy Taffy Teasdale, skyward.
"Help! I'm floating away on a giant wad of strawberry surprise!"
Timmy shrieked, his voice carried away by the wind. Down in the packaging department, Gertrude Gummy Gran Grumble was battling a blizzard of bubblegum wrappers. The wind had ripped open several pallets, sending the iridescent squares swirling through the air like confetti at a particularly chaotic party. They stuck to everything. The conveyor belts, the walls, and even Gertrude's meticulously styled beehive hairdo, now encrusted with a rainbow of wrappers. Outside, the city of Gumdrop Gulch was experiencing its own bubblegum blitz. The giant strawberry surprise bubble carrying Timmy had drifted over the town square, casting a pink, sugary shadow. Then, with a resounding pop, it burst, showering the town with sticky, strawberry-scented rain. The wind carried smaller bubbles through the streets, sticking to lampposts, cars, and even the mayor's toupee. Children, initially delighted by the unexpected bubblegum shower, soon found themselves stuck to swings, slides, and each other. The fire department, armed with giant spatulas and industrial-strength de-sticking spray, attempted to clear the sticky mess. But the wind, still determined to wreak havoc, kept blowing more bubbles into the city. Barnaby, now resembling a pink, sticky yeti, led a team of equally gummed-up employees out of the factory, armed with giant nets and squeegees. They chased runaway bubbles, rescued sticky citizens, and even managed to coax Timmy down from a tree where he had landed after his bubblegum balloon adventure. By sunset, the wind had finally calmed, leaving Gumdrop Gulch a sticky, sweet-smelling wonderland. The Poppin' Paradise Factory, though slightly worse for the wear, was still standing, a testament to the resilience of bubblegum and its dedicated, if slightly sticky, employees. And Timmy, covered in strawberry goo, became a local hero, known as Timmy the Bubblegum Flyer. And this has been a Sticky Bedtime Story. Good night.